Welcome back to Open House with Mark Sewick and Corey James Moran, brought to you by the Mark Sewick team at Keller Williams, a Greater Rochester Real Estate Podcast. This is episode 15, and this is a very special episode, Mark.
Why is that, Corey?
Because we are finally doing something that I believe we said we were going to do in episode one, so yeah, better late than never. We have a guest with us.
And
he's right here. We have Majua Kawai-Bell from Genesee Regional Bank. Welcome, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to join both of you guys.
I just want to get this out there.
Here it comes. I was going to tee this up, but go ahead. I can see that your face is just turning a shade of Nile.
Maybe. I'm delighted that you're here. I'm also a little sad, to be honest.
Oh.
Because now my...
Sad is not the word. The word is envy. Go ahead.
Mark.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now my streak as the host in this podcast with the best radio voice has come to an end. Majua has a better voice than me.
That's quite a compliment.
I'm going to throw it out there. So we'll get to Majua quite a bit. Lots to pick your brain about. Certainly want to know what you think of just the crazy market in general. But if you missed last week's episode, always tell you to get caught up. That was the importance of interviewing multiple agents. Mark, you may remember that episode. I'm not sure. Since then, you've had rotator cuff surgery bicep surgery. Bonus!
Fun! Yeah, it's been a hell of a great week. 9 days.
Ugh.
Today is this is literally the most lucid that I've been in 9 days.
It's a good timing. Okay.
Yeah. So I did kick my OxyContin habit this past Thursday, 3 days after surgery. So that's good. But it really is remarkable how long it takes to metabolize these opiates out of your system.
Yeah, so it's scary stuff.
Yeah,
it really is.
Isn't that? Yeah, so if I say anything inappropriate, please just
blame it on that.
Edit it out, post-production or something. Yeah, we'll blame it on the drugs.
The burning question I know all our listeners are asking is, how many days did you go without showering?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, my online plea to find volunteers to sponge bath me or sponge bathe me,
not a lot of traction on that one?
No.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Absolutely shocking.
It was probably 3 days, 4 days. 4 days, actually.
Okay.
So,
all right. Well,
could
be worse.
Yeah.
All right. Well, glad you're starting to feel a little bit better.
Thank you.
We're just kind of catching up here before we recorded. And you made a point, though, and I think it's important to bring up that if you know anyone in your life who's gone through a surgery, reach out. I mean, you were just saying how amazing it's been that people have first reached out, but send wonderful gifts and things like that, because this is hard.
I'm 56 years old, and we send gifts all the time. We send flowers all the time. I mean, I was baking bread for clients during COVID, but I've got to add to the repertoire. And I did not realize that if I've got a friend or a client who has gone through surgery, man, I've pledged myself as a result of what's going on these past 9 days. I'm there. I'm there with a meal. I'm there with something. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I sadly don't have an international listenership update. Majua, I don't know if you've listened to the podcast at all, but we have actually shockingly have a bit of an international following. The last episode, we added Canada and the UK amongst about 8 or 9 other countries. No new ones, so no fun facts.
No cloud-wearing countries.
We're going to spare Majua
that. Okay. But just real quick, because it is really interesting, in case he doesn't know.
Yeah.
Rifle through the list. What is it?
Yeah, we have what? We have Denmark. We have
Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia was one.
Australia.
Australia's one. Where else? Argentina was one that we added. Australia. Did you say that
one?
Yeah,
I did. Yeah.
That's that many. I just can't remember what they are. So that's good stuff, right?
That's incredible.
It is actually very, very interesting. So,
but let's get to a local market update here. So things are up a little bit.
Okay.
Again, I don't...
Well, up in what way?
Well, you're not going to be clapping. I don't think you can at the surgery. Monroe County currently, as of the recording of this podcast, there's 549 current active listings.
Okay.
That's up from 516 last week.
Okay.
So a healthy little jump. And then for the 6-county region, we're sitting at 996, which is up again from about 957.
But getting closer to 1,000. So,
Mark has been prognosticating that September, things will most likely pick up again.
Right. So, in terms of buyer activity.
It seems like it's ramping up a little bit. We shall see. But let's get to the main topic of our episode today. That's Majua. So Majua, you're a senior mortgage loan officer for Genesee Regional Bank.
Yes.
How about you introduce yourself? And I feel like we've mentioned you at least every other podcast, right?
Absolutely.
At least.
But given that you've listened to every podcast, of course you know
that's exactly right.
So just tell us a little bit about yourself, certainly professionally, but personally as well, because that's what we do around here. It's more than just the business talk.
No, it sounds great. And I'm definitely a pleasure to join both of you guys today.
Oh, wait. I'm
That's
like
such a great voice.
Yeah, oh, I know. Well, oh, yeah.
It's better than I thought it was going to be.
You were going to practice. Did you practice this past week, Corey? No, you didn't. No. Can you pitch me down?
Ooh, I could.
All right, he's going to pitch me down. You're going up, dude. All right, you're on. Go.
Well, so a pleasure to join you guys, and the podcast and following the podcast has been great. I can personally attest to the fact that Mark's shower streak of lack of showering has officially ended as I'm sitting right next to him, and he smells wonderful.
There we go. Perfect. Good.
So I have been in the mortgage business for 12 years now. Actually, 14 years.
Ooh,
look at that. It adds up quickly.
Don't sell yourself short, Majora.
That's right. I still look like I'm probably 14 years old, though, as most people can attest to, which actually is probably a good thing that I do look young. But I've been in the business 14 years. I started with a broker locally, and there are three different kind of types of people that do mortgages. So you have your typical bank, which I'm with now, that truly is the most comprehensive. And then you have the mortgage broker that's more of a matchmaker that you speak to and then connects you with the bank. And a mortgage banker who closes a loan and then sells it, immediately thereafter. So I've been with Genesee Regional Bank, which is a small community bank here in the greater Rochester area, for the last 9 years. And it's been a great run. And as of the last 3 years, things have changed so much that I'm really excited to share today what some of the new trends are. In terms of personal background, I've been married for several years. I have two young sons, one that's 5 years old and then one that's 15 months.
And they're adorable.
Thank you.
I want to pause you there because I've got another one on the way. Any advice just for number two? Because I've got a almost two and a half year old now, and he is active.
Yes. I will say that people do say that boys specifically in their younger years are more difficult, and then girls can be more difficult
What do you mean?
However,
as my wife's listening to this podcast.
I will personally attest to the fact that it is really, really fun. Yes, it is extremely difficult, and I think that you'll find your emotions on two different ends of the polar spectrum at times. Sometimes you'll be elated, and sometimes you'll question really why you've made the decision to do this again, but it's a fun ride. I personally take my two boys, I feel like, everywhere with me, including today, where I have them on my socks.
Yes!
As you'll see there.
Oh,
right?
My God. We got to get a photo. I didn't notice.
The number one dad socks with your sons.
Oh, my God.
Nice pictures of both of the boys with me. So as I can definitely attest to the fact that it's a blast, and congratulations to you.
I also have socks with my son's face on them. I swear to God.
You're
not
socks. I can't lay claim to the same.
You get Duffy's face on some socks?
I have no socks with anybody's photo on them. None.
Come on.
None.
What about with Duffy's socks?
I can do that.
Yeah. That'd be great. you can do all sorts of stuff, but that'll be for a different day.
Sure.
So awesome. Well, again, thank you so much for joining us. Curious to get your take on the current market. We talk about it at length about how just insane. I mean, is that the appropriate
Absolutely.
Word?
Yeah, I think that's probably a very conservative take.
Yeah.
And that I'm looking for a word that's even beyond insane to really articulate the current state of the market. That being said, I think that when people, clients, buyers specifically, are aligned with the right team, and I'll explain kind of what that alignment means shortly, but when you're with the right team, it really does offer you significant leverage and an advantage in a very competitive market that's extremely seller-driven. So in terms of how I'm finding the market, I'm finding that when people do approach us early enough in the process, we can ensure that they're able to be strategic in the mortgage strategy that they employ. And so what I mean by that is that the people that contact us early are the ones that have the best chance of securing their home. In the market that we're in, it's extremely seller-driven. And so there are multiple people, as we all know, that are offering on the same house. And so the person that's the best prepared and that has the better team and that is using probably the most pinpoint strategy has the best chance of winning. So we have developed a few items that really help people, achieve that more easily than some others, which we'll talk about shortly.
Yeah.
But as a whole, I find that the market is very competitive, and the people that are with the right crew, i.e. the right mortgage company, the right mortgage individual, and the right team of agents have a better chance of prevailing.
Absolutely. And we've talked about that so much, Mark.
We did not queue them up because this is just, there are just certain given traits that are universal, and that certainly aligning yourself with the right group of people and the right team is so important. One quick question. You mentioned the people who come to the table prepared. How far in advance are you suggesting? Because it used to have some great programs in which we'd want to get people in, you know, a year or so in advance,
sure,
so they could actually save enough money, and then GRB was actually matching the amount of money they were depositing. So what's the latest in terms of when should somebody be reaching out to you?
Sure. No, that's a great question, Mark. And I think the answer is somewhat multifaceted in the sense that people have different objectives for home buying. And you'll find that certain people have different hurdles that other people just don't have. Everyone will have the same hurdle with respect to competitive nature of the market. So that's going to be uniform across the board. Now, where people will differ is that some people will have hurdles with the down payment side of the transaction. And to Mark's point, that's where we have a program where people can sign up with the bank, you know, early in advance to ensure that they are credit worthy, that they are ready to purchase, and that they know the full parameters of their purchase. And then we can factor or couple that with a New York State grant that allows them to buy. So that's kind of one area of the market pool. Then on the other side of the polar spectrum, you have people that just need to be able to compete with,
yep,
the biggest beast in the current market, which is the cash offer.
Yep. Yeah.
And that is something that I think we can't talk about enough. And for those types of buyers, in terms of a timeline, I would say probably 2 to 3 months before. But in the scenario where you go to an open house or where you speak with, you know, Mark Corey or a member of their team or your local agent, should you be listening in Bulgaria or somewhere far away?
Ooh, if you can, can we add Bulgaria
on the list? We'll have to find out.
May now.
Then you just want to ensure that when you do reach out that your bank that you work with has a program that allows you to compete with a cash product. And for those people, they can reach out 3 months before or they can reach out, you know, a few days before, and that will allow them to align and ensure that they're in the best position possible. I can talk about the cash product shortly.
I'm dying, but I think Corey might have a question for you.
I was going to say thank you for validating everything we've been saying thus far, because I mean, it's just echoing a lot of these things. So, yeah, start early. I mean, we did an entire podcast about it, Mark, titled Just Get Started.
Yeah. And we've not queued any of this stuff up, so this is really interesting. So is this a good time for me to queue
them up? Yeah, let's go.
So I'm just going to dive in. I've been doing this for 30-some years. The customer service, the GRB, but in particular that you provide to us and to our clients, Majua, and we've talked about it almost every single, we're so grateful and we're so fortunate that on a Saturday night at 7:30, you're out to dinner with the family, and one of the members of our team picks up the phone and calls you, and you answer, and you in real time, you provide us the documents or the information we need. Thursday mornings at 7:30, you're there for us. And so that's been invaluable, but that wasn't even enough. As the market was really starting to become more and more competitive, that great customer service wasn't enough because there were so many clients who were losing out to all cash deals. And so we turned to you and we turned to GRB and we said, we need some help here. What can you do? So I'd love for you to talk about what it is that you and how it is that you pivoted on our clients' behalf.
Absolutely. And I think that really what we started to do once that question was asked of, you know, how do we compete with the other buyers that are in the market that want to purchase cash or that have the ability to purchase cash? You know, it's a critical question. And so what we have put together is we have a few different methods that allow a client to compete with a cash offer. And what we do is we started digging more deeply into kind of a more in-depth discussion with our client to find out more details about their full financial profile to ensure that we are placing the strongest offer possible. In certain cases, you know, Mark, what we'll do is we will show the cash or the backing that particular client has. Perhaps they have an investment account, or they have a relative, or they themselves have accumulated a lot of capital, or they have a resource they can tap into for capital that they can utilize. So we might leverage that as backing. You know, on the contrary, we also have products now that allow a client to show that they had the ability to buy cash, however, reserve the right to obtain a mortgage as long as they do close at the given closing date. And that allows us where, because of our reputation that we have on the processing side, and as far as the great rates that we have, we are well positioned now to allow a client to, although they are pursuing mortgage financing, to place a cash backed or a cash guaranteed offer that where we know that the loan is going to close. And I think that in the market and speaking with agents has been an absolute game changer.
That's exactly where there was going to be game. Have you actually used the product on behalf of any of your clients?
I've been at the cashback. Not that. We did a cash out refi just recently.
Sure.
That if we can do anything like that, I always feel so much more at ease because it's the chances of you getting your bid accepted go through the roof.
Aaron Duffy. Aaron Duffy on the team was just frustrated. Not necessarily frustrated with market conditions, frustrated with the fact that she was working, she was spending 60, 70 hours a week working, walking clients through properties. She would write 4, 5, 6 offers consecutively, and each one of them, she lost out to an all cash. I think that within, well, you probably know better than I do, within a week or two of this product becoming available, every single offer that she wrote was suddenly accepted because, boom, her clients were all cash and they were killing, crushing the competition. Is that accurate? Yeah.
That's 100% accurate. And for her, I think that it's been a big way that she can, one, take a weight off of her shoulders, but two, ensure that her client is truly in the best position possible. And some of it is just the in-depth discussion that we have with the client where they didn't really know that they would qualify for a product like that. And so now we can have that conversation. And I think a good segue, you know, from that, although I'm sure we'll circle back because it's just such a hot topic as to how to be competitive in this market, is also connecting with, you know, local appraising staff to ensure that, you know, when we are escalating to a certain amount, that the comps in the area can support that. I mean, we're one of the few institutions locally that is able to do that, where we do have the ability to connect with, you know, seasoned local, you know, appraising staff to ensure that if we're placing an offer on a home, that we're not coming out of left field and that we're not going to potentially leave our client in a position where they're going to have a massive appraisal gap. And of course, should that be the case, then we have solutions to help that client with that appraisal gap if the home does appraise for a lower amount. But the fact that we can be proactive and we have, you know, people that we know that can do some of that market research for us truly gives our clients a leg up so that they can present the strongest offer possible.
Do you want to talk about how that's impacted you in terms of your writing offers?
Oh, it's everything. I mean, it really is when it comes down to it, from the comfortability of your clients, obviously, to being able to talk to other agents and explain that to them. It means the world. It really does. And it just goes back to how important it is to align yourself with the right people and get connected. I mean, it's what we've been basing this entire podcast about, when it comes down to it.
I'm going to jump in here. I apologize. But the way that it plays out behind the scenes is that Josh will pick up the phone, call Majua on a Tuesday night at 6:30, 7 o'clock. We just walked out of a property. We're going to be writing an offer. We're willing to pay $100,000 over asking. Majua, do you have an appraiser that you can reach out to find out whether or not they can substantiate an appraisal coming in $100,000 over asking? And Majua will, within an hour or two, the answer comes back, yes, we can, which then allows Josh to, or you, or whomever on the team, to speak to the listing agent. We're coming in $100,000 over asking, and we are guaranteeing, through personal guarantee, that this will appraise out. That's not necessarily even a guarantee coming from GRB, but the buyers are able to say, listen, any gap in the appraisal,
we
got it covered. Knowing full well that they're not going to have to. I mean, we're getting way in the weeds here. And so if you're not quite following the train of thought, just know that this is far, far, far more complex going on behind the scenes than you may think when it is that you're simply logging on to Quicken.com what's the other one? I mean, some of these other, Rocket Mortgage. I mean, you don't get this kind of service with Rocket Mortgage.
I mean, that, and then think about the big box banks. A lot of people will use that for maybe their checking account, their savings account, and, you know, that's fine. But when it comes to things like this, they're not providing that sort of level of service for you either. They're not. I mean, the fact that you guys have been able to pivot this way, I mean, it's impressive. It really is.
I really appreciate you saying that. And I think that, you know, when people do ask me, I think that the whole goal is specialization. And so when you have, you know, Mark, you had a surgery on your rotator cuff, you know, you didn't go to, you know, a general doctor to do that. You went to a person that specializes in that, that has a long track record of performing that surgery well, ensuring that you are putting yourself in the best position. And, you know, buying a home in this market, especially in this market, is no different.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, I always make the medical analogy. I think it's just a fantastic analogy.
Absolutely. So let's take a little step back here and focus in on why the market is the way that it currently is. And that is obviously the number of buyers that are out there. And that ties into the mortgage rates that we're seeing.
Absolutely. And if you were to ask me at the beginning of when the pandemic hit, if mortgage rates would ever get to this point, I would have said, of course, there's no crystal ball, but I highly, highly doubt that mortgage rates will get to where they are. You know, when we're seeing a 15-year mortgage in the low twos, when we're seeing a 30-year mortgage in the mid to high twos, I mean, these are rates that, unless you are one of our older listeners, you don't necessarily have an appreciation for how low the current rates are. If you are, you know, in your 30s, you will start to know, and then people above that in their 40s and 50s who have seen rate fluctuations, which have been massive over the years.
I think my parents was like 13 or something
like
that.
That's correct. I mean, there were times where mortgage rates were in the high teens. And so really, you know, Corey, this offers two things. One is home affordability. Despite the fact that homes are selling at a higher price now, home affordability due to the low rates offers a person to purchase significantly more in price than they once were able to.
Sure.
And I think that, you know, the argument can certainly be made that, yes, you know, we're paying above a certain premium for some homes due to demand. However, in the case of people that are selling a home, at least they're able to actualize that same thing on their sale as well. Rates have been low. I have not seen them this low in my entire career. And I've been doing this, you know, as I said, for, you know, 14 years now. So I encourage people to get out and to speak with a local mortgage professional. If you're here, I'd love to talk with you. And if you're far away, please find someone that is trusted to find out how that affordability will translate into your home purchase.
Well, I'm going to just jump in because I know we want to talk about people. I saw on CNBC this morning, people are now once again refinancing properties.
That's
because
correct.
They were talking about rates of 2.11% for 15 years. So if somebody wanted to refinance Majua, is there a phone number they might be able to reach you at?
Absolutely. So my direct line, 585-472-9345. And ironically, although I didn't realize this until recently, the company that I work for is actually intertwined in my number. So it's actually 585-GRB-9345. What are the odds, right?
Wow.
So I guess now I have to make sure that I never leave GRB.
That was not intentional.
That's not intentional. That's fate.
Yeah.
I know. But I would definitely encourage people to consider, you know, the refinance. And there are multiple reasons why it might be applicable for you. You know, the first is term reduction. When you initially purchased your home, you were set in a certain term, i.e. probably a 30-year term is most common, as most buyers opt for a 30-year term. Well, when you look to refinance, you might find that a 30-year term works best if you want to reduce your payment. You might be extending your term a little bit, but when you look at the savings by reducing your interest rate, even if you're extending your term by a few years, the savings typically will weigh more heavily. In addition to that, people look at shortening term to a 15-year mortgage, which exponentially reduces your total payback of interest. You might find in a 15-year mortgage with an average $300,000 house that you are saving, you know, a few hundred thousand dollars in interest savings, depending on where your current rate is today and how many years you have left in your current mortgage. Then you have the cash out opportunity. Well, the biggest thing, my wife is an architect, she owns her own firm, that she has been hearing lately on the residential side is people want to do improvements to their homes. We were locked down for a long period last year, and people had ample time to walk around and think of different improvements and renovations that they wanted to make. And there enters what's called a cash out refinance, where you can take out money to do various improvements, whether it's the pool, whether it's the back deck, the patio, you'd like to freshen up the home, you'd like to change the aesthetics of your home. So cash out is another opportunity for doing that, separate from just shortening the term or from shortening, or, you know, reducing the rate on the mortgage, or lien consolidation for those who have home equity lines or home equity line of credit. You might not want so many payments out there. You can consolidate your payments on your mortgage, your home equity lines, maybe other, you know, smaller credit lines that you have that have high interest rates. Some cards, especially if it's a store card, might be in the 20 to, you know, high 20% range, where you've taken a zero interest card for a certain period of time because you were at Lowe's or Home Depot and you wanted to do a project a few years back. You didn't pay it off in that period of time. Now that card's at 25%. It might make sense if you have a few of those to also refinance and get rid of those as well.
Perfect. Yeah. Beautiful.
Nailed it. And I'm so glad that you're bringing this up, because the interest rates obviously get a lot of attention. And they're so low, but I don't know the average person really understands what that means exactly. And I think the headlines are being stolen more so by the elevated prices with the housing, when it comes down to the fact that they actually might be more affordable than they ever were before.
That's exactly
right.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm shooting myself and, you know, and our team in the foot, but
here we go.
No, the reality is, if you've been looking for 6 months and you can't find a house, or you feel as though you've been priced out of the market, do exactly what it is that Majua is suggesting. Grab $100,000 in equity out of your existing residence, do the refi, recast the whole thing at 2.1% or some ridiculous number, and then throw the addition on the house, or throw in the in-ground pool and throw in $50,000 worth of hardscaping. I mean, there are amazing and remarkable opportunities out there right now.
Majua, you know, obviously we've given quite a bit of advice for not only buyers, but homeowners as well. But let's bring it back to potential buyers. Obviously,
sure.
Get started as early as possible is one of the big ones that we've already touched on. Anything else that comes to mind that you think is really important?
Yeah, I think that you really want to identify a loan representative that's a good listener. I think that there are a lot of options with buying a home, and it might just be that you're connecting with someone who, you know, works at a bank where you have a checking or savings account. But I think you really want to, just as you're interviewing the agent that you are looking to speak to, you want to interview different loan officers, and you want to find which one is a good listener, because the better listener is likely going to have the better solution for you. So I think that's step one. I think in addition to that, it's ensuring that you're adequately prepared. So not only reaching out to that loan officer, but asking pertinent questions as to how you can be the best prepared. Do you need a larger down payment? Are you one that doesn't want to have PMI, which is private mortgage insurance? Do you have a home that you have to sell? And is that home sale something that's a necessity that would need to occur for you to purchase? And so I think it's just having a deeper conversation with the loan officer, reaching out early, making sure that your finances are in place and in check, and then reaching out to someone like Corey or Mark or a member of the Mark Seabook team to have them do an analysis of your current home, so you know how much in proceeds you'll have. As a lot of clients now are doing a down payment on their purchase and then doing something called the recast, which allows them to purchase non-contingent on the sale of their current home, buy the new home, and then maybe several months later or a year later or a few weeks after they buy the new home, they now have sold the current home, they have proceeds, $50,000, $100,000, something in an account, and then they can apply that to the new mortgage and bring down the payment. It used to be several years ago that that wasn't feasible. What you closed on, if your loan amount was $300,000 at closing, your payment was never going to change, even if you applied a big piece of capital of $100,000 to the mortgage. Now we have a product that allows you to close on the new home, close on the current home after, apply the payment, and then actually reduce the payment, which can be great for people that are heading into retirement or people that just want to have a lower payment in general.
Majua, give us that number again. I think a lot of people are going to want to call you that are listening to this.
Sure. So 585-472-9345.
Mark, is there anything we haven't covered that you think is something that we should?
No, I can't agree more with everything that Majua has said, but I do love the idea and the notion of interviewing. We talked about that a week or two ago.
Yeah, last episode. Yeah,
interviewing people, that's really important. There is one lingering question that I have. You didn't touch on, so often in my business, on our side of the aisle, when it is that we are being interviewed, very oftentimes sellers will want to go with the agent who is giving them the biggest number. So if I think a property is worth $250,000, I'm going to tell the seller it's worth $250,000. I will occasionally lose out to somebody who's going to tell them it's worth $275,000, $285,000. There's got to be a corollary that exists in your business where you see these teaser rates, and I can get you a rate of 1.95%. Give me a call. And they're thinking that, well, Majua gave me 2.1%. Why the hell would I go with him? Can you touch on that for a brief second?
Absolutely. I mean, there are two factors there, Mark, and that's just a great thing to touch on. The first is that rates change frequently, and that domestic and international factors impact these rate fluctuations. So the biggest piece is that should you have received a rate quote from anyone yesterday, it may be different than today. So that's step one, is that making sure that when you're comparing one rate to another, that you are comparing something of the same time frame that's the same day. That's step one. Step two is to ensure that you have a detailed estimate that is written, provided by your bank, that breaks down every facet of your loan so that you know that, yes, you might be pursuing a 1.9% rate at X bank, whereas it's 2.1 at another bank, but you want to know all the factors of how you got there. Are you paying more in closing costs and what that looks like? So I think having that written estimate is very, very, very
critical. All those garbage fees, origination fees, and delivery fees and filing fees, and all of a sudden you realize, yeah, I got 1.95%, but I'm paying $3,000 out of pocket in order to secure that. That's what I was getting at, and that's so important.
That's exactly right, and it's important. And the only way to get to that point is to have an actual written estimate where you can look at it side by side, you know, either with a professional or with someone like Mark and his team, where although they are realtors, they have been doing this so long, where they are able to, if shown two forms like that, be able to articulate some of the differences.
Or more likely than that, I'll pick up the phone and call Majew and say, would you do me a favor?
That's exactly right.
Well, excellent. I mean, thank you so much for the wealth of information. This has been fascinating, and I think really helpful for everyone listening as well.
You're very welcome.
And again, I'm still a little sad that I'm not the best radio voice on the podcast, but other than that, it's been great. So yeah, make sure you check out the website as always, marksiwiec.com, MarkSiwiec.com. Big week, actually. I have a bunch of listings popping up, Mark.
Seven new listings this week. So,
way to take a break, by the way.
Yeah, right, exactly. They wanted me to have, they wanted me to have the surgery back in March, and look, there's no way I could do it in March, so... Yeah.
No, it kind of worked out perfectly. So,
it really did. Yeah.
If you want to go check them out, website's awesome. That's where you can grab the other podcasts as well. Final time for Majua, if people want to reach out to you again.
Yes, 585-472-9345. And don't feel as though you have to be ready to make a final decision. Just know that the first phone call is completely exploratory, and it's to allow you to ask questions that you may need to get off your chest. You might decide to never purchase. You might decide to purchase several years from now. But I am one that is easily approachable, and I always welcome any sort of introductory call.
Get the info.
All right.
Cost you nothing to get information.
Love it.
That's exactly right.
All right. Next week on the podcast, we're going to keep rolling with our guests. We have another guest that
we
mentioned quite a bit on the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to drink a little coffee that morning.
I had to twist her arm a little bit. She's nervous, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, she is.
She's going to be fine.
Who are we having on?
We have Yvonne, our transaction coordinator, who I want to ask, it's going to be me asking her, how do you do what you do?
As calmly and as kindly as she, how many files is she? Oh, so she's our transaction coordinator. Yep. She's the woman who takes the purchase offer and she shepherds the contract to close. And she's doing that with how many contracts right now?
60, I think she said.
Right.
Think of it. She's the equivalent of like in the circus, the person that balances on the ball and juggles the flaming swords while spinning plates on her head.
Yeah, that's a really great analogy.
Strong. Right?
I was going to make the Simone Biles analogy.
Well,
I mean, no, which is, you know, apt also. I mean, like, just she does it so flawlessly and she makes it look so easy.
So that'll be great. Yeah. Looking forward to talking to Yvonne next week. Thanks again to Majua,
yes,
and thank
welcome.
You for listening to Open House with Mark Siwiec and Corey James Moran.